The State House of Representatives gave overwhelming approval this week to a bill that would put control of the St. Louis Police Department back into the city's own hands. The state has maintained authority over the St. Louis Police Department since the Civil War, when the city was afraid locals in power could use the department as a militia. Democratic Governor Jay Nixon has said that he has reservations about losing state authority over the police department, though the Republican lieutenant governor has shown support for local control. St. Louis Mayor Francis Slay also supports the bill and has said the change would help the department better train, utilize, and pay its members. On the other side of the Capitol building, the Senate wrapped up the week by approving a bill that would require all Missouri voters to present a state-issued photo ID at the polling booth. The Senate pushed the bill through despite the fact that similar legislation was ruled unconstitutional by the state Supreme Court in 2006. Opponents of the bill say it creates an unnecessary obstacle for voters and could prevent some eligible voters from casting a ballot. The bill's supporters say requiring the ID isn't unreasonable and will ultimately prevent voting fraud. For Missouri Press News, I'm Alicia Love, reporting from Missouri State House.